It's been said that most people die at age 25 and wait to be buried at age 65. So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us who believe in God and read the Bible preparing for the financial danger that the bankers and brokers do not want us to know about? How do we resist a life that's less than we are promised and hold on to our dreams so that we can live in fullness every day? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the secret. My name is Nate Scott, and welcome to the Life is Rich podcast.
Hi, my name is Nate Scott, and after much contemplation and much demand, I've finally made a decision to record Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth. You see, Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth is a principle-centered, biblically-based leadership program focused on personal growth and entrepreneurship. And I wrote it specifically to address the fact that 77 million baby boomers are retiring and facing a cash flow danger, that 66 out of 100 people, age 65, earn less than $30,000 retirement, that 47% of people say if they had a $400 emergency, they'd have to sell something or borrow money to address it, and 68% of people are living paycheck to paycheck. It's about how to think versus what to think. Every chapter begins with scripture, but then I say, so what? How do you take God's word and apply it on a daily basis? I cover leadership as the answer, the cash flow danger, it happened to me, becoming an entrepreneur, choosing the right entity, raising capital, asset protection, protecting your financial privacy, reducing your taxes, retirement planning, residual income retirement planning, estate planning, and life is rich. Now, I have to be honest, I've resisted recording this because the book is so dynamic. It's meant to get you fully engaged. In fact, I use the Socratic method of teaching where I say, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. Let me say that one more time. If I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. My hope is that once you listen to this, it'll inspire you to go out and get a physical copy of the book so that you can actually engage in the dynamic learning process that I know has proven to be effective. But for now, I want you to just sit back or maybe walk or run. Regardless, I want you to consume this information and I hope that it truly blesses you. And then be sure to go to www.MrLifeIsRich.com and get your copy. Again, www.MrLifeIsRich.com. And I look forward to seeing you on the beaches of the world. And remember, you are the asset.
Preface. I know people who make a lot of money, but what are you doing to create wealth? Your answer to that question can be the difference between their experiencing your American dream or your American nightmare. I'm the foremost authority on residual income financial planning strategies. To my knowledge, there's no other person documented for teaching real-world financial principles with entrepreneurship as a foundation for creating lasting wealth. Nor is there any other person sharing their personal story of how they applied experiences from an untraditional education to become a millionaire, cash flowing over $10,000 per month before receiving a financial education and entering into the financial services industry as a licensed financial advisor. My story provides a somewhat unique perspective, and it will provide hope and a blueprint for those with the burning desire to own their life. I sit on the same side of the table as you. You can count on me to tell you what the bankers, brokers, bosses, and uplines don't want you to know or are unable to tell you. I've written this book to be a mentoring guide to help you create a comprehensive financial plan as an entrepreneur. If you have a desire to earn an income of $10,000 or more per month, or if you are currently earning an income of $10,000 or more per month, and you want a proven blueprint for becoming a documented millionaire, i.e. assets minus liabilities equals net worth, within 36 months, then this book is for you. This includes professional athletes, entertainers, entrepreneurs, commissioned salespeople, independent contractors, and network marketers. In this book, you will discover why and what you need to know about the financial opportunities of becoming an entrepreneur. The first chapters will take you through the process of creating, planning, and then growing your business. Next, I will share some of the many sources available to fund your business, as well as the best way to structure your affairs. You will explore the different business entities that are available from corporations to limited liability companies, These entities can protect your assets, legally reduce your taxes, and keep your financial affairs private. The chapter on residual income retirement planning offers a new and innovative approach to solving a problem that most people are in denial about. Finally, you will see how corporations and trusts can be used to fund your retirement needs and how they can be used effectively for estate planning purposes to let you make money, keep money, and pass your assets along to your heirs. If you have a desire for me to assist you by recommending an advisor or by meeting with your current advisors for a fee, then please schedule a consultation at www.MrLifeIsRich.com. As you experience success as a result of this relationship, others will ask you, how did you do it? I've made it very easy to promote what I do to other people as well. Simply invite them to visit www.MrLifeIsRich.com. Be blessed. And one more thing. You can grow even more by inviting others to grow with you. Remember, the expert in anything was once a beginner. Daily habits done daily build character. I'm your constant companion. I'm your greatest helper or heaviest burden. I will push you onward or drag you down to failure. I am completely at your command. Half of the things you do, you might as well turn over to me, and I will do them quickly and correctly. I'm easily managed. You must be firm with me. Show me exactly how you want something done, and after a few lessons, I will do it automatically. I'm the servant of great people and the laws of all fairness as well. Those who are great, I have made great. Those who are failures, I have made failures. I'm not a machine, though. I work the precision of a machine plus the intelligence of a person. You may run me for profit or run me for ruin. It makes no difference to me. Take me, train me, be firm with me, and I will place the world at your feet. Be easy with me, and I will destroy you. Who am I? I am habit. Introduction. My promise is simple. If you lend me your ear, I'll give you my heart. I truly respect each one of you, and I respect your time. I want to ensure I deliver content that is directly related to what you're trying to get done in your life, and that gives you a little bit more. So how do I get that done? Simply invite you. You can count on me. As a former enlisted soldier, Desert Storm veteran, West Point graduate, and Army Infantry Officer Ranger, I was committed to teaching my soldiers how to think versus what to think, because on the battlefield, I had no idea what specific situation they would face. Therefore, I had to train them to be effective decision makers and leaders independent of me. Throughout the life of our relationship, I want you to always remember that when reading, listening to, or watching me share information. In every situation, I want you to ask yourself, so what? How do I apply this content to my life on a daily basis? This book is about making money. My objective is to show you that knowledge is the answer to everything you want, and to help you to believe that you will become wealthy by knowing the right things to do and doing them. But before we get too far into that, I'd like to speak with you about something that I think is a little more near and dear to your heart. Ways to achieve financial independence. How many of you would like to be financially independent? Well, what does that mean to you to be financially independent? Please take a moment and answer that on the blank sheet of paper. It seems that we each have a different definition of what financial independence means, and that's okay. I want you to start and end this book knowing one thing. The American dream of financial independence is alive and doing well. And whatever that might mean to you, you can have it if you simply take the time to learn how to get it. My intent is to teach you what I believe is the foundation for creating your personal MBA in any industry at any time. In your mind, you may be thinking master's in business administration, but I'm speaking of a master bank account. Isn't that what you really want? and need in order for you to live the life that you desire? If you are currently unemployed or underemployed, I want you to do you. I want you to do what you do as far as the process of looking for a job. However, I want you to develop into the person others want to hire. More importantly, be willing to hire yourself. The first step in that process is that we need to stop working so hard. Is that good news? I know that I'm already telling you things that are contrary to what you've been told all your life. What were you told about working hard? Get a good education and you work hard and everything will be just fine. But what happened? We did get a good education. We did work hard. But let me ask you something. How many people do you know who are hard workers? How many of those people are wealthy? Evidently, working hard doesn't work. I rest my case. What you've got to learn to do today is to work smart. Now, I know you've been told that before, but in today's context, working smart means getting involved in something that will give you income. Number one, it might mean getting involved in something that will give you some tax breaks. Number two, it means getting involved with something that will build a savings for you. Number three, it means getting involved with something you could own, something that would go up in value. Number four, it means getting involved with something you don't have to have so much of your money involved in. Now, would you like to get involved in a program like that? If so, then connect with me at www.MrLifeIsRich.com. Begin with the end in mind. The pages of this book have valuable information. So will you need to have your pen and paper ready, because I believe it will help you. This is, in my opinion, not much different than when I served as a soldier. I'm saying that the same way I fought to give people the opportunity to participate in this country and to get all the benefits, I'm still fighting to give people freedom. That is still my core character and who I am. So now, with that said, I want to commend and thank any past and current military service members, my brothers and sisters in arms, for their service. I know you're reading this book, but I still want to get you involved. I want you to play full out. Are you ready? I want you to settle into this book, and I'm going to ask you some questions that require your participation. I encourage you to respond as I ask you to, even if it feels weird. Trust me, it'll make your reading experience a learning experience versus pure entertainment. By a show of hands, how many of you have a college degree? Okay, keep your hands up if you have a master's degree. How about an MBA? Okay, hands down. I did my undergraduate studies at West Point in engineering and sociology. I have an MBA from George Washington University and financial planning from Georgetown University. By a show of hands, how many of you guys are not from the state of Florida? Okay, hands down. I'm originally from a small town outside of Savannah, Georgia. By a show of hands, did any of you ever play any organized competitive team sports at any level? Okay, hands down. When I was growing up, I had the aspiration of playing college basketball. When I graduated from high school, I turned down my academic scholarships because my dream wasn't to go to college. My dream was to play college basketball and to travel. I chose to enlist in the Army and to go to Germany. As soon as I got to my unit, I started playing sports and enrolled in college courses. It has been said that most people die at 25 and wait to be buried at 65. As I reflect on the choice I made at 18 years old to pursue my dreams, I realize the significance of that early decision. Even with that experience of failure, I still had the goal of playing college basketball because I began with the end in mind. I enlisted in the Army to continue to work on my game. You see, it was something I wanted. So I commend those of you who have athletic spirit, because that's a character trait you can turn into a competitive advantage. I started thinking about financial independence as a 10th grader in high school, beginning with the end in mind. So I want you to take note of a couple of things. Number one, write down the name of the book, The Cashflow Quadrant by Robert T. Kiyosaki and Tim Wheeler. Have you read that book? Have you read Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki? Okay, If you've put them down on your sheet of paper, then add them to your to-read list. The things I'm going to give you are the tools. I'm going to tell you the things that have enabled me to do what I've done, all with the foundation of God. But I want to let you know there are some things you've got to do in the physical realm as well. And so the things I'm sharing are also within your reach. Okay, the next thing I want you to do is begin with the end in mind. Add Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, to your read list. I consider myself to be an inspirational teacher, not a motivational speaker. I'm not trying to give you a rah-rah session, but you will be inspired. You will have marching orders, but you will know what you need to do to move forward in order to seize those great opportunities this great country has to offer. I won't coddle you. I won't hold your hand. I won't pat you and tell you it's going to be okay, unless it's true. So I will hug you. I will tell you it's okay, because I believe it's true. But you've got to believe it. In the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, he speaks about the four quadrants. Right now, for the most part, everyone is striving to be in the E quadrant. That's what a job market's about. You've also got the self-employed. You may be a person who would be okay with doing some things as an independent contractor, maybe setting your own office. That's great. I want you to realize that you have options other than being in the E quadrant. E is the employee. S is the self-employed. B is the business owner. I is the investor. You can generate income from multiple sources. In fact, I strongly recommend that you do. Wouldn't you say we've realized over the last few years that there have been some uncertain times? By show of hands, how many of you have been unexpectedly laid off? Will you let that happen again? It's easy to say you won't. So what are you going to do to protect yourself? My last corporate position was as a CFO of a mortgage and real estate technology company. We were listed as number 155 on A500's fast growing companies. We shut our doors in December 2007. December 2007 was the last time I had a job. By a show of hands, how many of you have been unemployed as long as I've been? I understand. Well, one thing you have to do is decide to put something in place to give yourself that backstop for Plan B. Are you a homeowner? Do you have a homeowner's insurance? Do you own a car? Do you have car insurance? Do you have a job? Do you have insurance for your income? Do you have a plan B? It might be okay for a little while, but eventually that dries up. I recommend that you run a stress test on your income to see how long you could withstand an unexpected life change, such as a job loss, income reduction, divorce, death, or illness. If Working Smart is going to be involved in this, then why hasn't it worked? I think two of them. What is the inflation rate right now? What were you paying for a loaf of bread 10 years ago? What are you paying today? It's the same product. It's not any better. It's not any worse. It just costs a whole lot more. That's inflation, isn't it? Inflation doesn't mean that things become more valuable. It just means that it costs more money to buy the same thing. So we get a pay raise and we think we're getting ahead. No, we have to make more money to buy the very same thing. That's the effect of inflation. By the way, you make more money to buy the same thing, but have you ever noticed that the tax system is based on the more money you make, the higher the tax is? So who do you think is in charge of inflation? The people collecting the higher tax rate, right? The reality is that the government needs more money. To get more money, the taxes must go up. There are only three classes of people in this country: the poor people, the people in the middle, the wealthy people. Do you believe that the government will raise the taxes on the poor? What will be the benefit of? How do you help the country by taxing people who don't have any money? How many of you believe they will raise the taxes on the wealthy people? Well, there are only three classes of people Where do you think the tax increases are going to be focused? Who do you know are those paying federal income taxes right now? How many of them do you think would like to stop? If you don't want to pay any more in federal income taxes, it seems to me that you have one of two choices. Number one, become rich, or number two, become poor. Which would you prefer? I made a decision to become wealthy in the 10th grade of high school. Inflation is like trying to walk up an escalator that's going down. The value of a dollar keeps going down, and we're working harder and harder trying to keep up. And as you try to get ahead, then the taxes hit you. What you have to do is to learn a system that allows people to get up out of that system. Would you like to learn a principle that will make inflation work for you instead of against you? Would that be of value to you? Now think about what I just said. We have all felt inflation in our wallets. What would happen if inflation worked for you instead of against you? There's a process you can do. In fact, in the book Pillars of Success, I share how I use this process to control more than $5 million in real estate. Wealthy people have learned it, and when you learn it, you hope that the inflation rate goes higher. When wealthy people want the inflation rate to go higher, then guess what happens to inflation? It normally goes up. Let me share with you that piece of information. In a lot of countries, things are not adjusted for inflation. There's one thing in this country that is not adjusted for inflation, and if you know the correct answer, you can become literally filthy rich. What is it that is not adjusted for inflation? Real estate is not the answer. The answer is debt. Just for clarification, there are two key financial statements that we all should learn to understand: income statement and balance sheet. Income minus expenses equals cash flow, whereas net worth is the difference between your assets and your liabilities. Debt is a liability that can be turned into an asset if you know how to do it. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Here's a very simple plan. Go out and buy $1 million worth of real estate. If you don't have any money, then borrow it. You have $1 million worth of real estate and you owe $1 million. How much equity do you have? Zero. Now inflation comes along. It costs more money to buy the same thing. Now the price of the real estate goes up. What happens to the debt? It stays the same. What's the difference between the value and the debt? Equity. Wealthy people have learned to go into debt. That seems strange, doesn't it? You think most wealthy people owe nobody money. No, wealthy people owe everybody. Why? Because debt is not adjusted for inflation, but the assets you bought with the debt is adjusted. This means that as the price continues to rise on that asset, the debt remains the same. That principle can make you filthy rich if you just master it. Here's my story. I was in my last 3 months of military service when I realized that if I didn't take action right then, it would be much more difficult for me to get financing in the immediate future because I would be in between jobs, changing careers. One question bankers typically ask is for a history of income. Knowing this would be a problem, I aggressively began looking for income-producing properties to purchase. During that time, I stayed true to the discipline of finding the right property in the right location for the right price. After looking at listings for more than 100 properties, I called upon one property in particular and decided to go see it. It met my criteria, and I put it under contract. Later during the week, I called on another property and realized that I had called the same number earlier. The owner had two different properties on the market for sale. Since I already had one of the houses under contract, I asked the seller about the second property he had listed. I looked at the second property and was able to negotiate a package deal to acquire both properties at a substantial reduction in the asking price. There's something I always want to do: find something at a good deal, a bargain. That one deal saved me more than $125,000. The very next project I looked at, within the next 30 days of putting the first properties under contract, was a 40-unit apartment complex. That complex was located 3 hours away from where I lived. It was an area I had never heard of, never been to, and had no information about. But I went ahead and called on it. It interested me enough to take the drive up to the location, and the numbers made sense. So I ended up putting the 40-unit project under contract. Through negotiation with the seller, I was able to acquire that property at a discount of more than $100,000, and the seller took back a note of 15% of the purchase price. I only put 5% into the deal. The 40-unit apartment complex is where most of the cash flow came from. As a result of capital improvements, good management, raising the rents, and decreasing expenses, I was able to increase the value of this income-producing property. Over the next 15 months of holding them, those projects grew in value and provided the foundation for my personal net worth to grow. Anyone can be a successful real estate investor if he or she is willing to get involved and are disciplined enough to find the deal and run the numbers up front versus getting caught up in the emotions of what they think is happening. Trend following. I was lucky. Labor under correct knowledge. I think that one would find through just going through a real estate section in a library or a bookstore that individuals who have experienced success have the exact same story, but it's worded differently. The principles are exactly the same. We share the exact same philosophy about doing business. The thing about real estate is that you can be a trader, you can be a growth and income person, or you can be a strictly on income person. There are many ways a person can make money in real estate. The downside is that individuals don't go in with knowledge. The knowledge doesn't have to be internal. It could be knowledge from external sources also. Individuals jump into it because they hear of the excitement and all the success stories. From an investment standpoint, real estate in and of itself is no different than stocks, bonds, and securities. If you go into it with no knowledge, if you go into it haphazardly, you can lose, and most likely you will lose money. You should have an understanding of how to maximize your profits from the following. Wealthy people have learned that you make more money when you use other people's money. So even if you have money, don't use it. The people with the knowledge understand this. What I see in today's market is that many people call themselves investors but are in essence speculators. I'm particularly referring to the big craze on flicking new construction. I don't get excited about the particular vehicle. It's the objective at the end of that drives whether or not I'm in real estate or something else, depending on what the overall plan is. I evaluate all financial decisions based on the ideal formula. I ask myself whether or not it passes the test. I, income, money coming in. D, deductions, ordinary and necessary expenses. Why did you buy it? E, equity buildup, something I'm building value into. A, appreciation. Do you have an asset that is growing up in value? Do you know what goes up in value? L, leverage. Leverage is a principle that wealthy people fully understand and most people have never heard of. Leverage is the insider's secret to creating wealth. Here's the secret. You make more money when you use other people's money. If you're buying an income-producing asset, i.e. a business, real estate, or knowledge to apply, then you can afford to borrow the money. I would recommend that you determine whether the industry fits into your plan and that you understand the pros and the cons. Once you do that and feel comfortable with it and understand if it is an active or passive investment, then you are ready to invest. If you want to have an active investment, realize that you've got to have systems in place to run it, just like a business. There are enough proven systems out there so you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Also, there are a lot of guys like me who offer coaching services for a fee. The value we provide is that you get an expert to walk you through the deal. This is the leverage of OPK, other people's knowledge. You save time and money by investing in the coaching relationship. A 1,000-mile journey begins with the first step that can only be taken one step at a time. I'll help you start living the life that you've dreamed about. The people who may be seen as having a knack for being successful are people who have done the work at the front side of their success. In other words, they prepared for their success. They worked to reach their success. They've made their own luck. I just finished reading a book about the difference between a job and work. The difference is a job is something you get paid for. Work is something you do independent of getting paid. A great athlete or a doctor will put in work well before the time he or she earned the designation of professional and the ensuing big paycheck. Likewise, most people who are successful in investing in general have done the work up front. They just make it look easy because what is seen is the end result. The effort that went into preparing for their opportunity is not as visible. For example, when Magic Johnson was at the top of his game, that's all we saw and all that we expected. The dedication, commitment, and drive we had to succeed were not as visible as his success. The same holds true for him today in business. I guess you can say that Magic has been lucky too. So let's go ahead and get into the right mental state. My personal mission is to live each day principle-centered based on biblical teachings and to be a person of value and positive influence. I'm committed to creating a $10 million endowment fund to foster personal growth and entrepreneurship. In order to achieve that, I need to help 100 people earn $100,000 per year and 100 people build a net worth of $1 million. 100 times a million is 100 million, and 10% of 100 million is 10 million. As a global internet entrepreneur, business strategist, speaker, author, and coach, I provide an instructional plan, accountability, support, and encouragement in helping people to realize their passion full time. Repeat the following mantra 3 times each day for the next 90 days. Dramatic wealth is a virtue. I'm open and receptive to any ideas and people that will help me to achieve my goal of dramatic wealth. I am worth blank month, and I love sharing it with those in need. Through perseverance, I am creating the financial dynasty that I so richly deserve. Remember, you can't get to the future without first going through the present. Take care of today's cash needs before worrying about building an empire.
Thank you for listening to the Life is Rich podcast. I'm your host, Nate Scott. Remember, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. One way to get involved is to rate, subscribe, and leave feedback on iTunes by answering the question, what did you like best about what you heard? One of the problems faced by Christian entrepreneurs striving for success is having an alliance with like-minded people working together for a common, definite objective. Would you like to join a community of Life is Rich soldiers? If so, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast on iTunes and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846 for the link and this month's free book. Again, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846. Again, my name is Nate Scott. Take care and be blessed.